Chapter 3. So here be the young fools. A voice cackled from behind Asher and Roll. The boys spun around in surprise. A bedraggled old man was standing near enough to touch, except Asher was struck with the fleeting notion there was no one there at all. An apparition from my mind, immersed in expectation. My body starved by the cleansing fast, and my muscles fatigued from a fitful night on the hard stones. He closed his eyes, inhaled deeply, and shook his head. When he opened his eyes again, the stranger was still there. A scornful laugh rumbled up from the man's throat. He wore a billowing dark robe of coarse woven wool with a cowl that extended beyond his face, keeping his eyes in deep shadow. A cast iron skull hung around his neck on a chain, sinister and foreboding. Asher had never seen the symbol before. The dark arts and sorceries were forbidden by the writings of the Codices of the Navigator, but only the pilgrims of the valley and votaries of the temple kept the laws and followed the way of the Navigator. Many people had returned to the superstition of the old gods and the conjurings of talisman and magic. In spite of the sanctions against dabbling with such things, postulants found it irresistible to frighten the younger boys by filling their heads with haunting stories about the ancient citadel on which the temple stood. There were whisperings about the ancient caste of evil priests expelled from the Brotherhood for sorcery, who called themselves the Magicka. Whether it was true or not, the tale was established folklore in the village. It was an enduring mythology, even among the Council of Blessed Sages. Is this man a Magus? A sorcerer? The thought sent a shudder up Asher's spine and a snarl of hunger through his empty stomach. Who are you? Asher asked, with more respect than the intruder deserved. Whom would you wish me to be on your day of days? So.